During the war in Iraq, Arab satellite networks like Al Jazeera broadcast graphic pictures, often focusing on civilians killed or wounded by Western forces. These television news programs, beamed into homes across the Arab world, are part of a media revolution, a dramatic break with the old system of government-controlled and censored media. But in the past few weeks, some Arab commentators have begun to speak out against the networks, calling their coverage of the war highly charged. Deborah Amos reports from Cairo.
In Egypt, satellite dishes sprout from nearly every rooftop. In Cairo's cafes, a battered television set tuned to events in Iraq draws in viewers. Egyptians want a heavy dose of Iraqi coverage, but do the television images reflect the reality of the war and its aftermath? Mohamed Kamel, a political science professor at Cairo University, says the reporting misled the public.
It wasn't really accurate. They magnified, first of all, Iraqi resistance, but they also magnified, you know, the civilian casualties and so on. And that's why people's expectations were very high of the Iraqi resistance. And when the whole thing collapsed, it was very difficult for them to absorb it.
Even Egypt's president, Hosni Mubarak, said he was shocked at the fall of Baghdad. He spoke for many Egyptians, many Arabs, who had expected the American-led war to last for months. An impression, says Professor Kamel, that came from the Arab media.
It's not really reporting. It's a mixture of emotionalism mixed with propaganda. So we have a problem with, you know, media reporting in general. But I would say the media fed the people what they wanted to see.
Who would have believed things could have moved so fast and so easily?
The day Baghdad fell, the Abu Dhabi satellite channel reflected surprise at the speed of the collapse.
The Iraqi president gave the impression to the world and his people that he was able to resist and fight the coalition forces at the gates of the capital, Baghdad.
Al Jazeera's report on the same day also focused on the death of their Baghdad reporter, killed during an American strike on the Iraqi capital.
The martyr Tariq Ayoub arrives in Jordan, where he'll be buried.
While the U.S. military denied targeting Al Jazeera, the network reported the killing was to cover up, quote, the great crimes which the Iraqi people are subjected to at the hands of the United States. Al Jazeera began broadcasting in 1996, bankrolled by the Emir of Qatar. The staff says, we report from the Arab point of view. During the war, Al Jazeera showed a much bloodier conflict than the American networks. Al Jazeera's reporters spoke over images of dead and maimed Iraqi civilians, not triumphant U.S. troops on the move. The U.S. accused Al Jazeera of bias. Now, Arab commentators raise similar criticisms.
I'd say they radicalized public opinion, and a lot of people are quite shocked, disappointed with the fall of Baghdad.
Hisham Qasim publishes Cairo's English-language Cairo Times. He's not alone in saying the Arab media did some harm.
Well, let me start to say that it did damage the brains and the minds of a lot of people in the region.
Abdulrahman al-Rashid is the editor-in-chief of A Shawk al-Awsad, published in London and read throughout the Middle East. He's written a series of critical articles on the Arab media.
It does not work like in the States. The media plays part of the role. Here, it plays everything. It will not make it easy for anybody who will try to rehabilitate the Iraqi situation, meaning having a democratic regime, having more freedom. The damage in the region comes mainly from the media, and that's a fact.
At the height of the war, al-Rashid's critical articles earned him hate mail, but he's now convinced other Arabs agree with his position and are willing to say so.
Surprisingly, when the regime fell, and with the images of the Iraqis literally running in the street happily, bringing down the status of Saddam's, and everybody saw the images again and again, suddenly things switched, at least on my side, and people started sending me emails supporting my point of view or apologizing for previous emails. So I sense that there is some sort of soul searching.
A soul searching he welcomes. Arab satellite television has been a revolution in the Arab world. The second revolution is Arab critics, who are opening a very public debate on objectivity, bias, and balance. For NPR News, this is Deborah Amos in Cairo.